Bienvenidos, all you beautiful people out there, to another episode of Los Pinches Podcast. Another special episode. Why do I say that? Because we've been on a fucking roll, guys. We've had three special guests in a row, and this week is no different, bro. No different. Miguel, do you wanna let the people out there know who we have here?
Not really.
Goddamn. All right, guys, I'm out here.
Yeah, damn.
We got the boy, Compa Anthony.
Hey, yo, thanks for having me, guys.
Compa Anthony.
Wow.
From Shade of Brown. Shout out Shade of Brown.
Shout out to those guys.
Shout out to the homies that couldn't make it, Isaiah's and Ramsey. But
I'm here.
Back behind the scenes, guys. I swear this is not made up. I'm not making this shit up. Anthony's like, I'm the most handsome person in Shade of Brown.
Never said that.
I'm not trying to start beef, but that's what he told me.
Nah, nothing like that. I think we're all top three.
But there's only three of you.
Right. I think that's...
They all get participation.
Yeah, exactly. They all get ribbons. I get the medal.
Matter of perspective, you.
Right.
Matter of perspective. I like that, Miguel. That was very sophisticated of you.
If you're not first, you're last, so...
I mean, he's not wrong, right?
No, he's not. I like that movie.
Damn, bro. We really appreciate you coming through, man. Oh. I know that drive must have been really tough.
It was smooth, though.
But was it, though? Like, once you hit LA, was it smooth?
No, you know, I'm being nice. It sucks, bro. I fucking hate driving out here, bro. Like, I that's why I never come down, bro. I try to sell shit. Like, I do a lot of sneaker collecting, and I get a lot of deals done out here. Are you willing to drive to fucking, Silmar or something? I'm like, no.
And you're like, fuck, no.
I'll meet you halfway, papi, like over at Santa Clarita or some shit. But like going down to LA and shit.
Yeah.
Hate it.
I bet, bro.
How do you like it? How do you like it?
Do I love LA?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
What the fuck?
No, I mean, yeah, it's cool. I feel like I don't really take advantage of the LA lifestyle. I'm an introvert and all I do is stay indoors. Don't really even fucking go out, talk to people. But.
Same.
Hey, I'm being social right now.
Yes, sir.
I got the homie from Shade of Brown here.
Let's go.
The social one out of all of us is definitely Compa Moises.
I know. We were playing Overwatch the last time we linked up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But he was getting mad at me because I was letting the team down.
Okay. I get mad at them when they play. If I don't play with them.
Like, what the fuck?
Especially Hernan.
I literally...
Who thinks he's a fucking DPS, man.
No, dude. I avoid that game at all costs because of how toxic that shit is. I literally... I used to enjoy that game, but not anymore.
Same. Yeah.
I mean, that's everyone. It's not just you. I used to enjoy it, but I don't play any other game because I suck at every other game.
It is what
it is. You guys saw when we played FIFA.
You got to stick with what you're... Hey, speaking of FIFA, yeah. All right, guys. If you guys living under a rock, We did a little collab with Shade of Brown. We hosted a FIFA tournament with them. Or they hosted the FIFA tournament, actually. And, you know, we won. We defeated Anthony. It was a goleada. He stood no chance. And this is what happened in my dreams. What happened in reality is he fucking whooped us, bro.
It was so bad for you guys. You know what? You guys could have picked the worst game. I'm not going to lie. This is the only game I played. The only game I'm ranked. I had fun, though. Everyone had fun. It was fun.
Yeah, I had fun. But you know who didn't have fun? Miguel.
Oh.
That fool brings that shit up every time. He cannot get over
so salty.
He can't get over that loss, bro.
Nah, that fool went uninstalled. What do you mean?
I almost had you, bro. What do you mean?
I think you were the closest one. I'm not even going front.
What?
I think he was the one. I'm like, what the fuck? This guy be playing low key. Like, I swear.
But I whooped him.
You did? Yeah.
I'd have given up by then.
Look, Miguel, you have him in front of you. Like, all the shit that you were talking, now you can say it to him face to face.
I'm right here, dog.
I don't remember it. I really don't. I'm sorry.
So
I had a long weekend, you know. So honestly, my brain cells I've left the building. You know,
my boy lost a lot of brain cells this weekend.
Oh, yeah, you already know, man. I lost a lot of sleep.
What the fuck?
Oh, no. Stay clean. Only alcohol, guys. We're out there in LA raving, you know, Nocturnal Wonderland.
I'm sure mushrooms are better than alcohol. No, am I tripping?
Ooh, I am not qualified to be able to answer this question.
I mean, if you can have a safe trip, yes.
I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure they're cleaner.
You guys haven't tried mushrooms?
I've been told that if I can't keep a positive mindset to not do it, and I know I can't. So.
Wow, this guy. You guys don't know what you're missing. No, I never tried mushrooms either. I would like to, though. Like, drugs are fun. It look fun when other people are on them and shit. But with me, I feel like I freak out, too. That shit's weird.
Damn, same, bro. Yeah. So I'll just live vicariously through my people around me, you know?
Shit. Well, let's get us into some topics, guys. We got some very, very juicy, controversial questions to ask my boy Anthony here.
Oh, no.
He had told us that he wanted to reveal some big secrets about the podcasting world.
Yo.
Hey, but what better question to start off with? Hey, what do you hate the most about podcasting?
I hate the people that I podcast with, I'm going to be honest. You know what? If I was going to pinpoint, it is that. Low-key, it's not too big of a deal, though. It's just creative differences. You know, a lot. Sometimes we have three different minds. You guys have three different minds right here. A lot of times we don't click on the same subject. A lot of people are not informed as much as another person.
Yeah.
Sometimes the conversation gets stale, you know. Like Isaiah, he's Christian, right? Like this fool started throwing Bible verses at me. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro?
Try to get religious?
Yeah, I have no clue what you're talking about. I don't know how to relate to that. What we try to do is try to have a balance, right?
Yeah.
And if we don't know what we're talking about, let's just push it to another topic that we do. And but that's the only thing I hate. Just sometimes these fools, they don't know shit about soccer.
Oh, that's Moises.
Which is fine.
He's Isaiah.
Or whoever, right?
Who's the one that doesn't know soccer? Isaiah or Ramsey?
Rams, don't know.
All right, then Moises is our Ramsey.
There we go.
Hey, I ain't mad. I put it out there. I'm like, whatever they have the topics, I let them do their talk. I just sit and observe.
Right. And then I think that's probably it. Everything else is, to me, I don't know about you guys, is podcasting is a stress reliever. Like, all right, I get to forget about my problems. I don't got problems, but like I'm excited to record. Like, I can't wait. I'm like, oh yeah, let's fucking, you know, get together with the homies, drink some fucking chelas or whatever. Have a good time. For the most part, podcasting is fun. And yeah, do you guys feel the same or what? Like,
oh yeah, dude, we love this shit.
Okay, so what do you guys hate about it then?
Miguel.
Hell no. What?
What do you mean? What are you
talking about?
I had to deal with this rat over here. You know? Oh my shit.
Which rat?
Man. That's some toxic motherfuckers.
There's two of us here.
Yeah, you're the one looking like a naked mole half the time over here. What do you mean, bro?
Damn. Wait, so you gonna let him talk to you like that?
I thought you, dummy.
Damn.
More like a fucking gopher, you know? Kind of, I don't know.
I don't know if that's...
A gopher?
Is that more of a compliment than the naked mole rat?
I think gopher
is cool. You know what I noticed? You guys are hairy.
Oh, shit.
All of you guys.
Yeah, I'm pretty
hairy. Nah.
We mean not hairy. You got a full ass beard, bro.
I have a beard, but that's it. Like I have no hair on my hands.
Okay, I see that.
No hair on my legs, no hair on my chest, no hair on my back, no hair anywhere except for my beard and head.
He uses that Nair, bro. He's always like after the shower.
Hey. I gotta be aerodynamic, bro. Yeah. Fucking
air for what, bitch?
You don't know, motherfuckers popping off. Where you guys from again? Close to Fresno, you said?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah, okay, give or take.
It's a lot of crazy motherfuckers out there. You gotta get ready, yeah.
Not crazy than Palmdale.
Oh no, this
Palmdale's crazy, bro.
It's good though. I like you know, when I was living in I used to live in San Fernando Valley for a long time.
Yeah.
And it was nothing but Mexicans out there, bro. Swear.
Oh really?
Yeah, like I when I went to school there was like no black people.
Oh shit.
Real shit. I think there was probably one dude. I don't know, it's weird. And then when I moved to the AV to Antelope Valley, it was very diverse. Lots of white people, lots of black people, lots of Mexicans, and I like it. I like the different, you know, ethnicities, the different cultures you get to know. But yeah, I don't know where I was going with that, but that's where I'm from. Little Antelope Valley. You guys ever been there?
No, but I was contemplating moving to that area.
Why?
With my fiance, because houses are cheaper out there.
Why are you doing that to yourself, bro?
Houses are cheaper out there. We can't afford the LA area, you know.
That's how they get
too expensive. And the house. What happened?
They're cheaper for a reason, bro.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, because they got bullet holes, though.
Well, no, it's different. You know, it's completely away from the. It's still part of LA County, but it's like completely away from everybody.
It's secluded.
It's growing really fast, but that's why it's cheaper. Just because a lot of people don't, I think, know it exists. But there's a lot of houses. It's building, like there's new buildings every day, bro. It's dope.
Oh shit. Yeah.
So it's growing out there. It's gonna be the new LA, swear.
Wait, do you see yourself like just staying in the area forever for the rest of the year?
I gotta get the fuck out of there, bro. I'm gonna be honest. But you know what?
Then you will never find out if it's the new LA, bro.
Getting out of California is that's my main goal. Like, do you have any, like, do you guys want to stay here? Is that for real?
Yeah, I'm okay staying in California.
Moises, no way.
I don't really know, man. I don't know what's out there. I haven't seen anything with my own eyes, you know.
Okay.
I still hear like Portland and Portland, Oregon's like the place to go, you know. Like does that state itself, does Oregon itself, like is a good place to go to? But yeah, I don't see myself leaving. What? But that's more of like I'm not willing to take the risk. I'm too scared of if something goes wrong, if I fail, you know, kind of thing.
What is going like, on here?
Bro, low self-esteem.
Again, what's it called? I worked when I first started. They opened up a warehouse in Louisville.
Louisville, Kentucky. Holy shit.
And they were offering people to move out there. Like, they were offering, like, pay you.
Oh, wow.
And obviously, it depended on, like, your tenure, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you were offered this much if you've been for the company. Because they were trying to be, I mean, new warehouses are cool and all, but, like, you have to bring in veterans, you know? You can't just start out brand new. So they were trying to bring in, you know, half and half.
Yeah.
And like, I legit thought about it. Like, I was like, that'd be pretty cool, like, you know?
That's like, different. That's scary, you know? But why didn't you?
Recently, they just started building one in, I think it's in Oregon. And they're promoting that too. Oh, like, wow. If you like, would you want to relocate?
Yeah.
And
Oregon.
I mean, I'm definitely a West Coast kind of guy.
Right.
And I don't think I like Midwest. You know, maybe down south. I don't know. Like East Coast. I don't think I'd be able to do East Coast.
What? East Coast.
Texas.
No, yeah. It's too wet out there.
East Coast is fucking cold as fuck. Nah, bro.
I'll just go to Canada, man. Like, I'm all for
Canada. Shit.
I want to go back to the earlier question that we had asked, you know, Anthony, and this, my serious answer to that, one thing I hate about podcasting is, for us three specifically, it's virtual. Like, I'm not there with these dudes, you know?
Yeah.
But this is the closest I can get to these dudes, you know?
That's beautiful.
Oh. When, you know, I say it's stress reliever because you could hang out with the homies and stuff, I'm like, okay, this is, like the best you can get there, you know? But it's cool, you know? That's like, I'll take it. I hate it, but I like it at the same time, you know? It's that or nothing, you know? It's that or nothing.
So no, it's not that or nothing. Miguel, you and I live pretty close and you don't fucking visit.
you live in a place that has nothing to do, all right?
Well, it's not about doing stuff outside. It's about hanging out together and bonding.
That's true.
Bitch, you're toxic. I can't ask.
Nothing better than friendship. That's what all the fucking cartoons told us.
No, he's right, though. He's right. We used to always just fucking kick it. Just do nothing. That's watch YouTube videos, anime.
Okay, calm down. I watched one anime show with you. Calm down.
Naruto, and that's it.
The anime he watches, Yu-Gi-Oh, over here. You know?
That's the best anime, bro. I don't care what no one tells.
I tried getting him into Attack on Titan. He got like 2 episodes in.
Attack on Titan.
I didn't. I watched. We remember we binged the first season. Oh. It took like 10 years for the second season to come out. So then I forgot.
10 years.
It took like 5, bro. It really did. There was a huge gap between season 1 and season 2 because like the manga had to like really build up and then
The what?
Do you know mangas?
Mango?
Manga?
Manga. Manga. What is manga? Yeah. Do you know what manga is?
Yeah, it's manga larga. It's a comic book essentially.
Oh, okay.
Japanese comic.
I'll be honest, I'm not the biggest manga person. I don't know.
Like, just say you're not a weeb. These guys are weebs.
Is that offensive to y'all?
Well, I don't really consider myself a weeb. I feel like I don't watch enough anime to consider myself with, but I am knowledgeable enough to know what he's talking about.
Okay. He's right. A weeb then.
Same. Yeah. No, I would say compared to, I guess, average people or normal people, we'd be weebs, but compared to actual weebs, we're normal people.
Gotcha.
So we're not here nor there, you know?
But Pokemon is the best anime though, right? Is that is that respectable, right?
No.
No?
No.
No,
fucking liars.
Pokemon is a very, very acceptable enemy, but fire T-shirt, by the way.
Come on, dog.
But did you watch the ending though? Did you get to see Ash win it all?
Finally? Oh, dude, that was awesome. I cried. I'm not gonna lie. When I saw that, I saw it with my kid, bro. He didn't know what was going on. I just, you know, I knew what time it was.
Yeah, you already know. Yeah. That when you put it that way, when all coming together, it's top tier for sure.
100%.
Shit. Yeah. Whoa. Let's get into another fucking controversial topic right here.
Another one? Wait, when did we get controversial?
What was so controversial about this?
This wasn't controversial, but my other question was controversial.
Uh-oh.
The one I had asked him already.
He's trying to be controversial.
Yeah, I'm trying to be controversial. I'm trying to get you into some controversy, but...
Oh, yeah.
This question literally ties in perfectly. We all have podcasts here.
We do.
We're all part of a podcast. But if you had a choice between your podcast... being, you know, being okay, being mildly successful and doing exactly what you wanted to do with it, which is talk about the things that you love.
Mm-hmm.
If you could choose between that or having a very successful podcast, making money off of that
shit.
but you're just involved with controversy all the time. It's just you're getting called out. You're controversial podcast.
Okay.
But you're making a shit ton of money
so
off of it.
Like, either, yeah, do you care? Out. So either do Shada Brown or be Joe Rogan. Let me think about that. Let me think about that. You know what? Joe Rogan gets a lot of clicks. He gets a lot of likes. He gets a lot of money. He gets. I like his. I like his interview style. I think he'd be grifting though. Like he'd just be faking shit. No, man, I can't do that. I you know, the reason why we started the pod so long, like we've been doing it for so long,
yeah,
it's because people have been saying like our followers, our friends, we like how it's, they always say they like how it's genuine. We're always up front, you know, we don't hide anything. We're ourselves. We talk like if they were in the same room as us, you know?
Yeah.
And I like that aspect, you know, like you get a piece of me when you hear the pod.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not how do you say that word?
Fabricated.
Thank you. I'm not fabricated. English is not my first language. I'm sorry, guys. So like it's not like, you know, it's not fake or anything. There you go. I should have used that one. I try to be smart, like fucking Miguel over there, bro. Yeah, I like the whole like nature of being like real.
Yeah.
What I about you guys? But if there was a signature, if there was a dollar sign,
I know, for the right price, you never know, man.
I mean, I'm down to say vaccines are whack, you know, for some bit of money, you know. I don't care, but definitely.
I have a very controversial question for you right now. If you're ready,
no.
For
shit. Let's hear it, bud.
It's one of those videos you saw, like where you push the button, right? Like this happens, but this happens,
right?
It was like, would you press the button to end world hunger, but you brought back slavery?
No much.
how is it like 1800, like 1700 slavery? Like,
yes, full blown fucking slavery.
But no one's hungry.
But nobody's hungry.
Oh, man. Are they hungry?
No, you went world hunger. Nobody can be hungry.
I'm gonna get in trouble. Yeah, we're gonna get in trouble. Either way. Answer. Yeah, yeah. What the fuck?
No, but you know, you wanted it to be in controversy. I'm just that's controversy.
That's it, right? Yeah, there. You wanted.
This is the life you would be living if you chose that option. You know.
What the
fuck? Yeah.
We already don't live with hunger. You know, like there's a lot of people fucking struggling out there, but it ain't too bad. It ain't too bad. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't like what it used to be.
I would. Okay.
And when you think about it, every continent. Let's go to continent.
What?
Every continent had like slavery, because there wasn't like countries back then.
Bro, I'm not with slavery. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
I think Miguel's...
every continent had its own form of slavery. Like, so don't think about specific.
Okay,
like,
no, it's true. Slavery. It's true. I think
thinking about like worldwide slavery. You know, there was some kind of slavery everywhere.
You're pushing me against the wall. I'll answer this. I think I'm down. I'm down with people not getting fed, bro. I'm gonna be honest. I just feel like slavery is the worst, no?
Yeah, I feel like I would choose the same answer. Like, I mean, well, I would just keep how we have it right now and then just not have slavery, bro.
Yeah, people are not getting fed today, bro. Yeah. It is what it is.
I mean, we're working towards people getting fed, so let's continue on that path not bring back slavery.
Someone's argument was like, we're already in modern slavery, so might as well just do it.
What? You know? How?
No, mom.
How? Yeah, how?
What do you mean, how?
Like, what?
Tell me, motherfucker.
Like, okay, their argument was basically, like, you know, modern capitalism, working class, blah, blah. It's basically modern slavery. Like, you're working paycheck to paycheck, you know, to survive kind of thing.
The slaves weren't getting paid, though.
Honestly, I just saw this on a XQC stream, and there's, like, a bunch of different ones, you know. But this was the most out-of-pocket one.
That's out-of-pocket.
And that's why I wanted to ask it, because it was just out-of-pocket.
That's where you should have started, bro. It was on XQC. That bitch is controversy.
Damn, motherfucker.
He was just watching the video, bro.
That's what he does, right?
Yeah, that's it. It's not like he created the video. He was watching a video.
You guys Miguel's, submitted.
Chat. Miguel's just like a very, very big XQC dick rider, bro. And that fool loves him, bro.
Hey, didn't he break a record for some shit? Am I tripping? Is he like one of the?
I don't know.
He's a better like. He's like. Didn't he break the record for Minecraft to beat it?
No, that's. I think was it him?
He's done.
I swear,
they've gone back and forth.
I thought it was him.
He's broken it like three times. No, but the other guy's broken it with him. They've gone back and forth a lot.
X is dope with that, but when he starts reacting, bro, I'm good with that. I could just watch myself. No, isn't that what people be saying?
Who trying to watch him react to a fucking video, bro?
Hey, you guys.
I don't religiously watch him. I don't understand him half the time.
You're lying.
Speaks, but like, no, for real.
He's lying.
Usually, I just watch it when my brother's here. We're sitting in the living room and we're eating dinner or whatever. And it's like, all right, we'll put some short YouTube clips from XQC. And then
way to throw your brother under the bus.
Damn, bro. Why did you have to bring this? That's crazy.
What do you mean? I'm just being for real. I'm being.
That's not my murder weapon.
I didn't stab him, you know.
For real.
No, but yeah. What a question. But to go back to the original topic, it's like, I don't think I'd sell us out for money like that. You know, it'd be, I want this to be genuine, you know, like, you know, the three compas talking, whatever.
Same.
Whatever it is, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, if it's offered me money to kick one of us out, that's a different story, but you know.
What is this guy? He just
would you sell your part of the company?
Well, like your share?
Your share? Damn.
How many shares do I have or not?
A equal amount of shares as everybody else.
So
33.
All right.
Hey, if you want to make me the majority stakeholder, I'm okay with that.
Fuck it.
Would you sell your 33% if it was like, all right, like a good amount of money, but you can never be back on it?
Nah.
What? Like, nah. I don't even know, bro.
That's a tough one. If it's
money, why not? Have you heard these questions like, would you get $500,000 or have sit on the table with Jay-Z?
Yeah, I would have $500,000.
Even Jay-Z said, bro, take the fucking money. What are you going to do?
Literally, who the fuck? What are you going to get from eating with them?
Exactly. You know,
next chance, maybe?
Wisdom?
I don't know.
If there's money involved, bro, I'm taking that shit. I don't care.
I'm taking it too. Fuck that. I don't need Jay-Z in my life.
So you're leaving us. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Huh?
Yeah, you said it.
You leave us.
You guys are not Jay-Z.
Wow. You leave the podcast.
Yeah.
I would leave the podcast?
For money?
That's what you just said right now.
No,
yeah.
That's two different situations.
No. I got him, right?
you got him.
Who makes the clips? You make the clips or none?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. He's not going to clip that shit, bro.
If I leave the podcast, that shit's done, bro. That shit's no longer continuing.
I'm going to clip it, bro. Don't worry about it.
Isn't there a shit called Fiverr?
Hey, you bitch, you're not going to fucking spend money to get someone to fucking do everything.
I'll do it myself.
Yeah. No, give me the money. What the fuck? Jesus, what the hell?
Wait, you guys.
I told you. A POT, bro.
Where is it? I've been doing this shit for a whole year.
It's been a year for you?
You owe me a year's of OT.
Wow.
Send me the bill.
Damn.
You got it like that.
I need receipts.
I need your punch in and punch out, you know, time cards, bro. And everything.
Don't worry. I'll send you the check or the receipt.
The check.
Not the check. I don't have that. I don't have that.
Just fool.
Yeah. Well, hey, bro, let's get into some shit that I want to pick your brain. I want to see what you enjoy in life, you know?
My brain? Oh, my God.
But, I mean, the last time we did the FIFA stream, we learned a little bit more about you on that stream. And we learned that you're a big sneakerhead.
I dabbled with some shoes back in my day. Not so much today, just because it's a lot of money, bro. Once you grow a family, have a house, you're just like, you know what? $200 for a pair of sneakers ain't too much. You know, it's way too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day when I was like in college, bro, I think I owned like 80 pairs.
Damn.
And it wasn't a problem. I mean, it might be, right? 80,
80 pairs is a lot of shoes.
If you stack up 80 pairs in this bitch, like right in this room, bro, it was like up to my ceiling, I think.
Yeah, a little. That's a whole wall, bro. Right. That's two walls.
Right.
You'd be very disappointed in the amount of shoes that I have.
How many shoes do you have?
Maybe like four.
That's good. You know, that's
that's good. Compared to 80?
I see the money spent on the pod, though. That's, you know, it's the same shit, no?
Yeah.
The thing is with my shoes, I always saw it as an investment. They're worth money later.
Yeah.
All my shoes, I've never spent over, I think the most I spent on a pair of shoes was like $200.
Yeah.
But I've sold shoes for like thousands.
Jeez.
And it's just like, not only do I like it, I like that it's not a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people might see it like that. Damn, motherfucker, you got 80 pairs of shoes. You know, like, well, I sold half of that shit and I put a down payment on this or put, you know what I'm saying? You know, it is what it is. But yeah, dude, I really like shoes. I just don't collect them as much as I used to. Like right now, I'm just slowing down. I'm not, well, one of the main reasons is really hard to get them now.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of the bots and shit. But back in the day, like, I used to camp out for shoes. I used to buy multiple pairs, you know, to resell and then just keep, you know, one for free. Kind of like it's paying for itself.
Yeah.
But now I'm just more like, I don't really care about shoes that much. But I used to. But I still have a lot of shoes, I guess I'll say.
Yeah. You went from 80 to what? You downsized to how many?
So I had 80 when my girlfriend moved in. I got rid of half of them.
Damn,
and that was,
she did that to you.
It's because
that was your problem right there, man.
It's because I needed room for her, so she could move it. Like,
nah, you kick her to the curb.
I tried to, bro. You know, like, hey, you could sleep on the couch if you want. You know, sometimes they be getting mad. So I sold half of my shit, and then when we got our first house, yeah, I got rid of like I'd say 90% of it. I've only had like 4 shoes, and then I went back to collecting again. But it just. I'm not really attached to it anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I got my own other hobbies. I make music. I go to work. I have family. So I'm more distracted. That's more like back in the day, like when I was a kid.
Okay.
I kind of grew out of it, but I still follow it. I still buy shoes here from there, you know, here and there. But it's nothing like how it used to be. You guys don't like any shoes, though? Like,
I'm honestly not a big sneakerhead. I got fake Yeezys from Mexico on right now.
Let's go.
So like that's the most I fucking go for. I know Moises over here.
I saw
he's starting to grow a little collection. So I think he doesn't. I don't think he'll admit that he's a sneakerhead.
He's a sneaker. He showed me the fucking Valentine dunks.
Exactly.
That's no one has.
I'm
that
not
shit.
A sneakerhead.
But let me look. Let me show you what I got.
But let me show you.
Nah, I mean, to your point though, I think it is. First of all, it's an expensive hobby. Yep. You know.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah.
You do have those returns, and then there's also those busts. Like, there's shoes that are hyped, and then like they're just not worth anything.
Yeah, that's me. I like because I do like the shoes. You know, like I have shoes on right now that don't mean shit to anybody, but to me, they're the best shoe ever. You know, it is what it is. That's what it is with collecting. You want to buy what you like. Sometimes it doesn't. You know, the value isn't high enough or whatever.
Yeah.
But I try to go less hype, and then I think that's what made me stop collecting, just because it wasn't really worth it to me. Like, I do buy sneakers, but it's like really sneakers that I like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not. I used to buy it for like the attention. Like when I was in high school, I started collecting because girls noticed them, and that was the easiest way to get game. You know, like, oh shit, I like how you every day you have a different pair of shoes. I'm like, yeah, right. I know you do. Yeah, it used to be more for flex, and then as I got older, it was more for me, and now it's more like it's
whatever.
Yeah.
Another shoe to add to the collection. What's your least favorite pair of shoe, and can you give them to me?
That I own?
Yeah, that you own.
I like all my shoes. I guess you can get my chanclas if you want them.
Gucci chanclas or what?
Fuck no, bro. I would never. I don't. Okay, that's the thing with me. I don't wear jewelry. I don't wear designer clothes. Designer. Yeah. I just wear like skate shit. Like this is. I know this is Gengar, but this is Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz. Yeah. Is that from the same lineup as the boards that they released?
Bro, oh my. Bro, I fucking. I got there. They sold out. I think they had like 50 boards? They sold out of, like within an hour.
Yeah,
$110 for a board.
Dude. So you didn't get one?
Nah, bro. I tried to tell them, hey, bro, hold that shit for me. And those fools were like, nah, first come, first serve. And I was like, fuck it, I'll just get this Gengar T. It is what it is, bro.
It's sick though. It's sick.
Miguel,
$110.
Bro, they have if you get lucky, I think they only made what, like 50 gold variants? Somewhere around there. It's like very little.
I don't want to think about it, bro.
Yeah,
but when already resold, I think for like 1K, dude.
I've seen those, bro. I don't know if you have to what's it called, what are they called, PSA 10 the month?
Fucking grade them.
I don't know if you gotta do all that shit, but dude, these were even like the regular fucking Bulbasaur was going for like $500, bro.
Yeah. Miguel, they that fucking gold Mimikyu variant board, that shit's fucking
there was
fire,
a Mimikyu?
Yeah,
Mimikyu. You got Mimikyu tatted. I got that
boy tatted on my arm.
That's what's up, bro.
But I don't think I would spend enough to get a chance at trying to get them.
It was okay, so the board itself was $110. Is that a lot? I think that's a lot for a skate. I collect skateboards.
Yeah.
I spend like max 80.
So you're a skateboard and a sneakerhead, bro.
Yeah, I also buy vinyls.
You're an
like
expensive
you.
Boy, man. You're an expensive boy.
No, it's just that they're worth value. You know, you buy stuff to that you appreciate, but that they hold value. You know, I think I don't know. You buy vinyls? Is that?
Not really. This is just a facade. This is not real. this is just to like play a character, you know,
bro. I don't know why I collect all these weird shit. I collect vinyls, I collect skateboards, I collect shoes technically.
Yeah,
I collect vintage games.
Ooh, I tried to do that one time.
It sucks. I mean hard. It's dope, but like I spent $50 on like original Smash Bros.
Hey, shout out to the Game Boys, bro. Shout out to Sam Loves Pizza. That fool has a channel called the Game Boys with his friends. It's all about the vintage collecting.
Oh, that's dope.
And they're fucking very knowledgeable about that shit, but that shit's expensive, bro. It is expensive.
That's the thing, bro. I mean, it is what it is. Everyone spends money somehow. Like, if they're going into, like, I don't know, the gym, you spend money. You're really gaining health and for yourself, you know. So it's all worth it in the end. You guys don't collect anything besides
look behind me, bro. Funko Pops.
Funko Pops.
Yeah, that's what I collect right now.
What about you guys?
I got Funkos.
Yeah, yeah. Anything over 100?
Pokemon cards.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
I definitely have a Pokemon card over 100, I think.
No, a Pokemon card.
Pokemon cards are fucking wild, bro.
You got fucking that Rainbow Charizard on deck?
Jeez.
No!
Oh, my boy's pulling it out right now.
No!
Where's that at? Where you at? Right here.
No. You're lying. Whoa, you pulled that bitch? No.
Let it focus.
Yeah, oh, I pulled this bitch. I pulled this bitch, bro. When I pulled this shit, I was shaking.
Oh,
dude.
My God.
Wait, how much?
Wait, go ahead.
How much is that worth?
Fuck. I PSA 10, it was worth quite a bit. I don't remember what the number was.
Oh, shit.
I haven't sent it to get graded, though. Because it was taking too long.
No.
So I just kept it. It's been in this thing since then, dude.
That's crazy.
It was fucking crazy. I was with my boys when I pulled in, and we're like, holy shit, dude, that was fucking wild.
Wait, what pack was that from? Do you know? The Shadow? Is it the...
The Champions?
The Shadows, no? What is it called?
I have the box around here somewhere. I need to find it.
Oh, I forgot the name of the shit.
Yeah, he was on the cover of the box, yeah.
Oh, wow, dude. That's a come up, bro.
Yeah, that is a
come up. But obviously, you got lucky. You know, not everyone's going to get lucky.
For me, one of my Pop Funkos, it's a John Snow.
Said Pop Funkos.
Snowy.
Who?
It's a $230 Pop Funko.
Bro, say it right. Funko Pop.
Pop Funko.
It's the same. Bro, why are you saying it backwards? Tomato, tomato.
Nah, he's saying it backwards. Yeah. That shit is offending me. I am offended, man.
See, like,
get offended. If it's
worth the I guess admiring the piece, like, you know, I used to look at my shoes daily when I was a kid. Really? I can't believe I have this fucking
shoe. Yeah, bro, it's dope. Like, you admire what you have.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like I liked it. Oh, shit, my phone fucked.
No, you're good.
I feel like I admired it more than people did, you know, but it was just, you know, for me. But the fact that it was worth more, you know, than you invested, it just makes it 10 times better. $200 you said for your fucking Pop?
That's my most expensive one.
And this guy with his fucking Rainbow Charizard.
It's funny. That shit reminds me too. When I used to collect Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
What?
And it's like what you mentioned. Like, you admire what you have, and sometimes, I would be fucking very, very into that shit, and I would collect decks that were like pretty high up there in price.
Wow,
and
wow.
Sometimes I would just take out the cards from the deck box and just like.
Just look
put them, lay them out and just look at them. Just like see the holographic fucking part of it and just like, damn, I have this shit, bro.
Yeah,
I have this.
That's what's dope about it, you know. Yeah. That's what it was for my the shoe collection. I've owned so many shoes that I've wanted when I was a kid, you know. But when you have them, you're like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, you got the high, you got the goodness.
You got your fix.
There you go. And then after wearing it a couple times, like, why is this shit worth $2,000? Why am I gonna fucking you?
So what was the most expensive you've ever bought / sold?
Okay, so I've never spent over $200 on a pair of shoe retail. Right, okay. I don't pay resale. I'm not that guy.
Yeah,
I'm not right, that guy. I just cannot do that for myself. My thing is, if I lose on a shoe, I fucking lose. I'm not gonna try. I'm never gonna pay resale. But I have sold a pair of, and I kind of regret it, a pair of my Stussy SBs 05. I sold them for, bro, like, what, $2,500 on a pair of shoes that I spent $130 on.
Damn.
Nice. Man, the come up.
It wasn't even like a, you know what's fucked up about it? I will admit it. I didn't buy them to come up, you know? At the time, that's how much they were worth. And I just held on to them because I really liked them and I let them go. When the whole COVID shit hit, like, everybody went crazy for the shoes.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even like I did it on purpose. It was just I bought because I liked, and it just so happened to go up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta let go, man.
Yeah.
Especially for the right price.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, dude. That's like crazy. I was watching I usually watch Sneaker Shopping in the Complex.
Sneaker Shopping.
And like the newest episode was the Pistol Pluma, and like,
oh shit,
the Tiffany and Co's, the Travis Scott Olives. And this other shoe.
Wait, which Tiffany's? I had them too.
The Tiffany & Co. new ones, like the black with the black with the blue Nike.
The Air Forces. Air Force.
The Air Force.
The Air Forces?
I think they're Air Forces. They got to be Air Forces. The Tiffany Co. Yeah. official collab.
Jeez, and I was like, I had a chance to get all these shoes, and I was like, they ain't worth shit. Nah, man. He bought them for like 800 each, like 1,000 each. I'm would like, never, fuck, man, dude.
I would never, bro. I don't know. I like that people buy the sneakers and they admire them, but I don't like the flex. Yeah. I'll wear this shit because it's worth 2 racks, you know, whatever. Nah, bro.
Hey, how much is your fit?
Me? Oh, you want a fit check? Supreme hat. I don't even know how much I got this for. $45. I don't remember. I got that Fairfax. This shirt I recently just got, so I know the price. It's $30.
Yeah.
My Levi's. I think they're Levi's.
Hey, Levi's are expensive.
I think I got them at Ross. Get that shirt, bro. I got them at Ross for like $25.
All right, now the most important thing, the shoes.
My Metacom. You know what Metacom is?
Bro, these are fluffy, bro. I'm seeing these in person.
I can't put my hand.
Yeah.
They're like fur material, faux material. I can't. It's like faux fake fur. Yeah. And Metacom is a toy company in Japan.
Oh, shit.
They collab with Nike SB. One of the best collabs ever, like in dunk form. They recently did a new one, 2021? I remember the year.
Yeah.
I got them from my local skate shop, $100. They're not worth that much, like, but they
look crazy though.
I love blazers, so
yeah. You gotta show them, bro. Take one off. Oh
my gosh. If my feet stink, bro.
Hey, I'm gonna blame Miguel.
Yeah, but like,
Dude.
So like that Metacom is like a toy company. You guys could look it up.
Yeah, if you want to put it closer, I can focus. I can focus. Be patient with me, guys. I'm trying to focus on the shoe. Hold on.
I also have the Dunks. They're black, but Metacom is a nice toy company in Japan. There you go. They collab with Nike SB so many years. That's the logo. It's like a bear. Yeah, it's like, I don't know if you can see the texture, but it's like fur. They're my favorite. Like,
yeah, she looks dope.
Yeah.
All right.
It's nothing to flex about, honestly.
No, he's flexing. He's lying.
He's flexing.
It looked good, bro. It looked good.
Like, I know, like, a lot of, like, skate shops and, like, you know, just, I guess, like, Foot Locker and shit like that. But, like, that's a lot of the places, like, where people buy, like, you know, for retail.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've never fucking find anything here.
Wait, what? You don't got any sneaker or like skate shops out there or what? What? It should be
not everywhere.
We don't got like we don't got real stores like that, man. It's a struggle. I have to buy my stuff online or. They recently opened up a store at our mall. Or not even our mall, like the next city over mall. And I went in there, man. They have like you know like all the Air Jordans, like a bunch of Dunks, and I'm like,
bro, it's all like resale.
Resale, bro. No and I'm way. Like, nah, man.
Y'all don't
like,
got a fucking Foot Locker in there.
We have
a Foot Locker, but it's like basic shoes.
Yeah, okay, I see. They right now the market in sneakers is like going down because like COVID, everything's back to normal now, like slowly getting back to normal. So you guys could cop, I'm sure, from Foot Locker, but it is what it is, bro.
I'm just waiting on this next shoe that's coming out.
Which one?
I forgot when it comes out. Oh, September 23rd. So what, Saturday?
The SB?
The SB Dunk Slow. Albino and Prieto.
Albino, it's a jujutsu company, right? They make like clothes. It's like a
jujutsu.
Bruh, those are fucking gorgeous. I entered the raffle and I didn't get them.
Damn,
it is what it is. You know, you win some.
They're still coming out on sneakers. So.
Yeah, they are, but that's like an automatic L. You know, unless you win, it's winning a lottery.
I've gotten one pair, and it was my first pair.
Which one?
I don't even remember what it was.
This guy. I've gotten like, two hits honest. On sneakers.
Oh yeah, what you hit on sneakers?
The bleach coral dunk lows, but like at the end of the day, those were like in stores everywhere.
They're nice though. I like them. I usually hit on sneakers, but those SBs is impossible. I think there's only like 20,000 pairs, bro. So like, good luck. Like, it's
no my boy. Gonna... So the fucking what was it? The all black was it? The all black Travis Scott's.
Oh yeah, I did. I get them too. I got them too.
Those my boy hit and his wife hit. they both hit on that, and I had like seven people try for me.
Bro, and
I took seven L's.
I was in the same
household.
I did get those on Sneaker App though. That was during like Christmas time or December last year. I got them.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch.
I don't hate on sneakers. That's crazy that he got two of them. What the fuck?
You just don't
in
try
the same household, bro.
That's nasty.
You just don't try hard enough, Moises.
Yeah, and then he was just like, bro, I don't even like him.
What?
I was like, I fucking hate you. I was like, and he's not even my size, I can't even grab him.
Nah,
damn.
Damn, dude.
I'm so mad.
I would be too.
Let's talk about something. I'm done talking about shoes. I'm getting pissed.
That's why I don't be hit. That's why I don't buy shoes anymore, bro. I just take the L's. I don't care.
Damn. So there you go. Look.
I was trying to, I was trying to find my like my go-to shoe that I want to get. Like it's NMD? Like the Pharrell,
the Human Pharrell
NMD Human Races, bro.
Why? How much are they worth?
AMDs are good, bro.
No, but how much are look?
No, but those shoes are like fucking thousands.
In my size, they're 507, bro.
Oh, that's not too bad.
That's pocket change, bro.
Actually, not as bad as I thought it was.
I was thinking like 10 G's. I thought they were the Chanel joints. I was thinking
like at least 1,000.
Yeah, no, the ones I want are just simple.
Okay,
like the all black ones are like are 330. It's like it's not too bad, you know. Like I've ever wanted like
I just want to get some off whites.
Off white what dunks or like anything?
Some off white Air Force ones, those black ones.
I do like hype sneakers. The only off white joints I've got was the dunks, the black ones. You guys remember those? It was like they came out with 50 different variants of a dunk.
Yeah,
it was like 1 through 50. And I got
when I bought
them on the sneakers app, I got the black pair.
Damn.
And that's the one that's worth like a G or something. You know, it was worth a lot that, or I sold it for like, yeah, about a G. I got lucky. But you would rock those? That's cool. Like, I didn't expect him to be rocking fucking off-white shit.
Like those or like the off-white Blazers, all black.
What are they called? The Reapers?
The Grim Reapers or something like that? Yeah, those are fucking clean.
I wish. See? Damn,
get bro. Me some $50 Vans and I'll be happy.
You're lying, bro, because you broke all your shoes. New Balances.
Yeah, we got. Where are the New Balances we bought you?
Oh, wait.
They're in my closet.
What kind of New Balances? Were the 550s? What were they?
Nah, I don't know, bro. We walked in and we're like, that's some shit and I'm going to wear.
That's fucking
3-somethings, I think.
And it's funny because it's not shit that I would wear.
Wow. it'd be your own homies.
Okay, but Hernan wears some, he was like hyping up some weird ass shoes. Remember when we were asking Monica, like, oh, what shoes would Hernan like?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I really like the Adidas, the Oswegos. I think those look pretty good. Yeah, you see, don't even exactly. know which one it is.
The what?
They're called the Oswegos.
Watch your mouth, bro. What is that?
Yeah, why is it?
I don't know.
They're called Oswegos, bro.
Oswegos. This motherfucker making shit up. What is that?
It's an Oswego.
He wanted that. Cool. Or these.
Yeah, those are nice. Hey, bro. Those are Pumas.
Fight your boy right there. He's right next to you.
That's, I mean, to each his own.
Oh, these are the ones we got him.
Oh, shit. Okay, you guys went to a skate shop for those shits. I don't even know.
Yeah, we went to, was it Zoomies?
Yeah, it probably was Zoomies.
I'm not even a skater.
Yeah, wow, those are nice-ass shoes.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah, I used to run the Janoskis a lot, bro, back in the day.
The Janoskis?
Yeah, when my feet were actually, like, not die on me. Yeah, the Janoskis.
Janoskis, man, they're beautiful. They're bringing them back, like, the OG feel, I guess. I don't know. But
oh, shit.
I love them.
I heard the ones that they're bringing back are the Rochers, or I don't know if they brought them back already.
The Rochers.
Yeah. The Rochers, the Rochers, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Gesundheit.
The Ferrero Rochers.
For real, shoes. Shit. All right. Well, hey, fuck shoes. I don't want to talk about shoes anymore.
For real.
I don't like the fact that you guys have like 80 pairs and I only got like two pairs of shoes.
Bro. I don't have 80.
I don't know who you're talking about. 80. I don't
got any 80 pairs no more. I got like 30.
I'm gonna go to your house and you might.
You're gonna try to cop the J Balvin fucking stuff. That's gonna.
They're
come
dope,
out?
But I just to my life of me, bro. I just can't spend $270 on a fucking shoe. I just cannot.
Yeah, especially because it's J Balvin. Fuck that guy.
It's a nice collab. But $60 just because it say J Balvin on that shit, bro. I didn't even like him like that, I'll be honest.
I was gonna buy but this is the last like shoe thing we'll talk about, I guess. I was gonna buy the
all right, I'm gonna DJ cut you Khaled. Off
the what?
Those DJ Khaled Nikes.
The fives.
Yeah.
They're actually pretty sick, but
they're clean.
The colors are nice.
I like how subtle they are.
Yeah, bring out the ocean.
I don't get it.
But I have one last question.
Oh my
God. One last question that's kind of shoe related, but not really shoes.
Okay.
You like soccer?
I do.
Did you ever play soccer?
Never. I'm a late bloomer with soccer.
But were you ever into like soccer cleats? I know there's a lot of. No? Oh, never mind. That's
bro, it. If you didn't play soccer, why the fuck would you be in a soccer
cleats? Some cleats are just sick, bro. You wish it'd be. That colorway would be in a shoe, like not the cleat, but like in a shoe.
I had the Venoms, the Nike Venoms. If that's okay, a shoe, but that's like a low budget. I remember I bought those shits at Ross for like $25.
Damn.
Hey, sometimes you hit at Ross, bro. Like you just find some fucking gold mines.
There's some good finds. Yeah.
All right. You know what? Let's move it on.
That was a long ass second.
For real, bro. Honestly, we could have made the whole episode about shoes.
Just the shoes. I love shoes, but like it is what it is.
Shit, well, not about, but we want to learn more about you other than shoes, man. Like, we want to dig deeper.
Oh, boy.
We want to learn about your goals in life, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not being fake here. I do genuinely want to know about your goals.
Okay.
I mean, you've done a lot in your life, you know? Do you feel like you're an accomplished person so far in life?
I think so. One of the hardest things is to build a family, have a house, and I have that. So when I have, like, okay, when I'm thinking goals, honestly, I've told this to my dad too. Like, dude, all I want is to be comfortable in my life. I don't give a fuck how I reach it, how it's obtained, whether it's by millions or just a content, you know, father of two in a house with my girl. Like, I really can't choose, you know, like, I don't know. I just want to be comfortable. I want to be relaxed. That's my main goal.
Yeah.
I don't care how I achieve it. I'm not really looking for anything like fame. I'm not looking for money. I'm just looking to be comfortable. And a lot of people, I feel like, don't want to be comfortable. They just want something that they have no idea what it's going to be, like, you know, money or whatever, the baddest bitch or whatever. That's pretty much it. Just to be comfortable. A lot, like, do you guys have a similar goal? Like, or what do you guys want out of life?
A lot of the times, my biggest thing in life is I feel like I'm not content so far in life just because I feel like I haven't been able to accomplish one of my biggest goals in life, which is to essentially pay back my parents everything that they have given to me.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, they gave me everything in life.
Yeah.
They gave me all the tools needed to be able to be successful and shit like that.
Yeah.
And I mean, having kids is a big financial hit in life and shit like that.
For real.
So my biggest goal in life is just to, like, be able to support them financially and just get them out of debt. That way they don't have to worry about anything in terms of money.
Yeah. I was fortunate enough to have, like, parents that weren't that, like, you know, they really took care of us. Like, when I say, like, financially, when we moved out of, like, San Fernando Valley to the AV, we got a house, we got everything. They were just like, all right, let's just focus on you guys. I'm not gonna say I'm not, like, in a perfect life or anything, but the what's more important to me more than anything, it's mentally that I'm okay, healthy, you know, family, like, just so I could, you know. Do you guys ever, like, think that people, like, our age group don't want to have kids? I think that's weird. I don't know why.
I know a lot of people out there that think that way.
Yeah, like, at the time, like, when I was, like, in college, I was like, fuck having a kid. What the fuck? You know? Yeah. It's just a weird thing to say. But, like, as soon as I had them, I'm like, I can't believe it. You know, how fortunate I am just to have them and to teach them. Like, you're teaching this human being to be, you know, be part of this world. It could be scary, but if they're in the right track, you know, that's all I care about. So my main goal is to raise my kids now, right? Hopefully they'll be all right. But that's pretty much it. I just, family, really, like, a lot of people don't think about that, but family to me is really important more than anything.
Yeah.
And same, you bro. Taking care of your family, that's awesome. What about you guys? Like, do you guys, like, what are your, some of your goals?
Go ahead, Miguel, take it away.
You want me to take?
Oh, boy, says got no, like, goals, apparently.
Yeah, I'm content, though. I'm be honest. I was always content with my life, even when I was in college. Like, I didn't care. It's just as long as I was comfortable.
Same, bro. I feel like I don't have anything to complain about in life. I literally, my life could be so much fucking worse than it is.
I'm telling you, bro.
There's just so much shit that could happen that just doesn't. And I literally have nothing to complain about. It's just that the fact that. I feel like I'm not accomplished yet because I feel like I still need to reach my goal of helping my parents.
That's beautiful. That's cool.
That's it.
That's cool. All right. What about you guys?
Yeah. I don't know.
What?
I feel like I have. I don't have any goals anymore. I feel.
Damn.
This might get, like, dark real quick.
I mean, it's fine.
That's what we're about, baby.
Like, I don't got goals anymore either. Let's be clear.
I just feel burnt out, man. I feel stagnant. I feel like I struggled a lot through high school, middle school, college, being the oldest, being first gen, having no help from anyone with, you know, learning English, learning subjects, whatever.
Be like that.
That once it all ended, like, that structure of school and education and stuff, it just, like, I was done. Like, I was, like, fried, you know? And then it's like, okay, well, now I gotta put all this into rhythm and get a job and, you know, pay things back and whatnot, you know? And it's just like, slowly, I think slowly over these past years, it's like, it's been more of, like, more of a burnout. You know, I had friends back in the day. It's like anxiety, depression, stuff like that. You know, it's like, I could never comprehend it. I wouldn't say it wasn't real. I could never comprehend it.
Yeah, no.
And then recently, these past, like, 2-3 years, like, I've been having anxiety and like depression. Oh, wow. And mainly anxiety. It's mainly like physical things, anxiety, like it's like whatever. And yeah, it's like, so I just feel like that's put me in a stagnant place where I feel like I'm too maybe afraid or scared to like make goals. Mm-hmm. But I should, you know, because I used to be super like goal oriented. I used to be like, all right, you know, in school, it was like, okay, you know, you have these deadlines, you have these priorities. It's like, boom, boom, get this done, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
That once, like, all that disappeared, and it's like, you know, now it's real life. Now it's like, you set your own goals, your own deadlines. I was like, all right, well,
it's done.
Fuck this shit, you know? Yeah, like, it's just like, I don't know what to set, you know? I don't know where I want to be or where I don't want to go. And, like, not to blame, like, my parents or anyone else around me, because I also felt like I was kind of chained down.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, our certain family circumstances, like having, I felt a guilt to help them.
Oh, wow.
To an extent where I had to stay here, you know, at home with them, basically.
Yeah.
Not that, you know, I didn't go out, do things and don't have fun, whatever, blah, blah. Like, it wasn't like, oh my, you know, I'm like stuck here, like 24/7, you know?
Yeah.
But to the point where it's like, I should have gone to UC Davis instead of UC Merced.
Davis, yeah, good school. Yeah.
You know, I should have gone over there.
I mean, you should, you know, have, but really
dormed and stuff. But it's like, oh, I can just drive to, you know, to like UC Merced.
You picked whatever was convenient, bro. That's everybody.
I did the same thing, Miguel, yeah, bro.
Me too.
I chose the school that was closest to my house.
Yeah, bro. Think about this. Look, I was close to getting my psychology degree. I was going to transfer, and then I found out that I was having a baby, and I just threw that shit out the window. I didn't finish school, and that didn't stop me for like, you know. I was like thinking about the depression and stress and all that shit. I did deal with that a lot when I was in college. Like, oh, what year was this? 2016, 2015. I was like, fuck, like what am I doing? You know, like I had something planned and now it's completely changed and I didn't know how to deal with it. What helped me, and this is completely different from what you went through, right? The kid, honestly, my baby, he took that stress away from me. I can't describe it. Just like removed that shit out of my body. I used to have bad nights of sleep. I couldn't sleep. I used to wake up with adrenaline rush, like with anxiety. Like it was really bad. When as soon as my baby came, like he literally took that all away from me. Instead of me stressing about myself, I was stressing about him, which is a good stress.
Yeah.
Oh shit, is he breathing at night? You know, something simple like that. And it's funny because all my life they told me, oh, having a kid would be stressful. Having a kid would be this and that. I'm not saying have a kid. I'm not saying, but I'm just saying like that's what helped me, like distract me from me.
Yeah. And it makes sense, bro. Everybody has their thing that like you said distracts them.
For you
it's the baby. That's what kinda not, I wouldn't want to say cure, because
I think it did.
Then it cured you.
I think it did.
And for me, it's not a kid, because obviously I don't have a kid, but for me it's my family. Wow. Like family is one of the most important things in my life, and that's the thing that helps me not have like the issues that a lot of people have.
Wow.
And I feel like Miguel in his situation, he just hasn't found that thing, and he's still on his journey to find that thing to like help with his issues.
One thing that my mom told me, she said, once you've discovered stress, you have to live with it. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know, I don't want to live with stress. I don't want to do this. She said, well, you'll find it. You'll find the way to live with it. Like life at a young age, she told me, like, life isn't fucking rainbows and smiles and shit like that. So she said, which is weird to say, because I did in later in life did find that life is that to me. I can't complain anymore.
Yeah. And I mean, like, how long ago did that happen? How old is your kid?
Well, my kid is 6 now.
Oh shit!
So like when I was like heat of like college, I was stressing. I was pressured by my family, finish school, you know, what the fuck are you going to do with the kid now? Like you're fucking up, blah, blah, blah. And it just went away as soon as he was there. But it was crazy because I was close to getting my bachelor's degree in psychology. And then what happened was like, well, I had to ditch that, start working because I wasn't getting any funds in.
Yeah.
And I was forced to a different position, and I thought it was over too. Like at the time I was like, are you kidding me, bro? I was going through it. And you know what? I don't want to be that guy, but because I'm not that type of guy, like, oh, life just happens out of nowhere, you know, you have no answers for it.
Yeah.
But dude, that was like what I needed, you know. And I'm not saying like it'll happen to you, but like you for sure need to search for it, you know.
Yeah.
That goes for everything, right? Everybody, right? I don't know, that's the way I feel.
Right. Any ladies out there trying to have a kid, hit me up. Let's go.
Babies, man. Babies are beautiful. Make go
trying to find that distraction.
You guys, none of you guys have babies?
Nah.
No?
Nah. No. And I'm soon, though.
Oh, he got to.
That's what they say, but I feel like my sister's going to be the first one.
All right, we put our money on a nun, so if you're trying to join this side bed, let us know.
How much you guys, what's the parlay?
What's the parlay? Well, what's the plus? What's the plus in the money?
Over and under? At this point. Over and under, yeah. As in terms of finding stuff, like this year decided to coach soccer.
Oh,
like
that's right. We were talking about that.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going good, you know? Well,
that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
I feel like when I'm coaching these kids for like, you know, the hour and a half, you know, twice a week.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget about everything, but I'm like yelling at these kids, you know, like, do this, do that. I'm like,
it's stress.
But it's cool. It's you're funny, you know?
It.
Yeah.
It relieves the stress. Yelling at some fucking kids that they didn't know how to kick a ball. Yeah, man. For sure.
They'll get... Miguel's distraction is definitely being toxic to other people.
Yeah, I was going to say. Isn't this pod?
1,000%.
Isn't this pod a distraction? Like you guys been doing this for a year now, right?
Yeah, we've been doing it for you.
I was telling these guys over there, I'm like, bro, when I'm here, bro, I don't give a fuck about anything else. This is my, like I love being in this space.
Or, yeah.
Or like, not with you guys, but like, I mean, I do, but.
Episode is ending here, guys. It's been a good episode. We appreciate it.
I meant Shade of Brown. Sorry. Like, this is fun to me too, obviously. But like, when I'm recording with the guys, I'm like, bro, I fucking can't wait. You know, this is just something that pumps me up and something, you know, that I enjoy doing. So that's what, going back to the original question, I don't think I would sell, you know, myself to, I don't know, like millions just so I, you know, to get a paycheck. What's worth it to me is the times we're having right now, the laughs we're sharing.
I mean, look at all the people that are out there that have money and just, they don't have happiness.
They're fucking miserable, right?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It's really, really a tough decision.
Wait, Moises, you didn't, did you have anything said?
I don't even know what the question was. Like, we've been talking about so much shit. Oh,
that's
shit.
True. That's true. I honestly forgot.
Fuck, I forgot too. Shit.
I'm sorry,
Moises. It was basically if you had gold and like.
Oh, there you go. The goals.
There you go. Miguel. See, look, this is why we keep you around. Goals. I think, I mean, I remember like growing, like when I was in like high school, college, like, you know, those goals, it's like, I'm going to get my degree. I'm going to get, you know, not only my bachelor's, but my master's, whatever, maybe even my doctorate, you know, like I had all these goals and then I dropped out. Like, I'm a dropout.
Same.
Like I had three classes left to get my psychology bachelor.
Me too.
There's nothing wrong with that, bro.
That's crazy.
And then I just dropped out because I started working like.
And I see a pattern here.
No baby though.
No baby. But like, it was just like, it was all when I started working at Target. And it was like, the only reason I really stopped school is because it was an overnight shift.
Oh, wow.
Like I was working 4 a.m. to like 8.
That's crazy.
And like, I would have class like 9. And like, I was literally in class sometimes and just dying. I'm like, I can't do this.
Nah.
So then I was like, let me just take, you know, a semester off. You know how that goes.
Let me take
a semester off. Yeah. And then, you know, let's not talk about you right now. And then, so I was like, yeah, let me just take a semester off. And then, you know, I was doing good at work. You know, I got laid off and they cut Miguel. I don't know why. I got rehired.
Don't you hate when that happens? Later.
Don't you hate when Miguel gets rehired? And
what
you
the fuck, bro?
Yeah, so like Miguel got kept on. It was a seasonal job. He got kept on permanently. Wow. I got laid off. And then like that later summer, I got rehired. And then I was on, we were there for like, what, 4 years?
Oh, wow.
I think, or 5 years.
Four.
And then it just, I never went back, you know, but I think a lot of it too was like, while I was at work, at first it was just a job.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up like, I think for a while, like I was learning how to like be a supervisor, you know? So I was like, oh, well, fuck it. Like, if I can be a supervisor, then I don't need college, you know, like I'm already moving out.
True. You're making as much as like a fucking teacher's aide or some shit.
Yeah. So I was like, whatever. And then, you know, eventually Target didn't work out. I quit, hated my life. Now I'm at a new company. You know, it sucks. Because I talked about this with my sister.
Mm.
I was like, it sucks that like me not having a degree, I have to prove myself. Yeah. But that's also the reason that like I have that drive, you know? It's like I don't have, and you know, nothing towards people who have degrees or whatever. No. But it's like I don't have that piece of paper to like prove that, you know, that I'm worth X amount, you know?
No.
It's like I have to prove myself day in and day out. And that's what drives me, motivates me. And I think that for me is like my goals in life, just to prove, I guess, people wrong.
Wow.
And like just be the best that I can, whether that be, you know, at my job, at home, with family, with friends. I think, and that's just for me,
No, I like that. I like that mindset. A lot of people say, like, I don't know if you listen to these fucking red pillars online, like Andrew Tate and Sneeko and all these motherfuckers. You can't be no fucking manager at whatever store or the rest of your life. Like, if that motherfucker's content with his life, he has a family, he has a different income, like set of income, and you know, he puts food on the table. Like, bro, that everyone could be successful and everyone could be happy with whatever situation they're in, whatever goal, like whatever job they have, bro. I feel like a lot of this stress shit, it revolves around like societal norms. Yeah. People want to be that boss dude. People want to be that guy with the fucking, you know, Bugatti.
Or even just like just the social. It's like, wow, you know, you see all these like, you know, nowadays, like all these YouTubers, TikTokers, whatever. Brother. It's like, bro, like they have all this money and shit, whatever. But it's like, I mean, yeah, you can try to reach for it, but are you going to be content? You know?
Right.
And I think, you know, like you were saying, you know, like being comfortable or successful is, I think it's all about perspective.
Wow. Yeah.
Because like you are comfortable where you are. You're successful in your mind. You know, you have your family, you have your kid, you have a house, mm-hmm. and that to you, that's all you need.
That's
someone else. Yeah. You know, maybe that's not enough for them. You know, exactly. And they're going to push for their success.
Right.
But it all depends on the person.
Right. It all depends on the person, how comfortable they wanted to be, you know? So whether it's no kids and whatever, you know, it is, but you just have to be comfortable in life. To me, I think that's what people want to be. It's not really the success.
People just need to chillax.
Yeah, man. Calm the fuck down. Get some coffee in a fall night when the rain hits. Put some fucking Nina Simone on the record player. Like, you know, like whatever, you know. Life is good. You just have to look for it.
You just gotta live your best life. Exactly. At the end of the day.
Good shit.
Damn, bro. Look at us. Inspirational, bro.
Look at us.
Inspirational people here.
Look at us.
Shit. Well, I wanted to ask you this.
What is that?
Just because you did say that you feel like you don't really have any more goals.
I don't.
But I'm sure you have things that you still want to do in life in terms of like, do you have a bucket list?
Oh, a bucket list.
Because I mean, in a way, those are goals too.
Like a personal, like, okay. Like
it's a personal bucket list.
This is
a two-part question. I wanted to know two things. What is the number one thing, if you have a bucket list, what would be the number one thing on that bucket list that you want to just like scratch off, get completed?
I want to have another kid.
Oh shit.
I want to have more children, man. I want a family, you know. As far as like a bucket list, I have two.
Yeah,
first one wasn't planned, you know. Mm-hmm. They never are. And then the
I don't know man
I tell him every morning, my bro, you were a mistake.
Pull out game not strong, bro.
No, hey, you know what, sometimes when it's gushy you can't pull out. when it's gushy, you're like, you
hey,
know,
yo.
When it's grippy, what are they calling?
Yo.
When the that's what the kids talk. I don't know. I don't talk like that. That's nasty. But yeah, like I told my girl, like I want like two more so I could really start a family.
You want three?
Yeah. And then maybe like, cause I play music, and one of my goals is to have my kid be fucking awesome at an instrument. That would be one of my goals. Cause like, I like to think we're a better version of our parents in a way. Like, we were taught to be this certain way. I like to think, like, how old are you? Like 28, right?
I'm 18.
Oh shit. And at 28, I like to think like my parents worked hard enough for me to be in a better position I am at 28.
Yeah.
Compared to what they were. So I want to be, my goal, like, this is like another goal topic, I guess. My bucket list is like for my kid at 28 to be way fucking better than I was at 28, you know?
Yeah, you want him to have double the subscribers on the podcast at this point?
Double the bitch. No, I was kidding. But like, I just want him to be way better than me. So like, as far as bucket list goes, I just want him to like fucking kill me in every like goal, like, or like achievement that I ever did. Okay. And as a parent, you could do that, bro. Like, you could lead them better. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah. That's. I think that's as far as bucket list goes. Yeah, just raising a big ass family. That's me.
Okay. So then let's go the opposite then. Now, instead of something that you're trying to scratch off the bucket list itself, what is something that you feel like you'll never do? Like something that you'll never do in life. If someone like offered you like shit ton of money,
like
you just won't do it at all. So the anti bucket list.
The anti bucket list.
Something you just refuse to do.
Well, that's easy, crazy, bro. Isn't that easy? Like, well, going back to my whole goal is family. So
yeah,
if let's say if someone said, hey, bro, I really like your family, You touch me in the shoulder. Oh, shit. How would you like, I don't know, give me $5 billion. How would you like $5 billion for your whole family? Bro, I'm taking that shit.
I'm just kidding.
They gone.
They gone for $5 billion, bro. $5 billion can make you do nasty things, bro.
$5 billion, bro.
I could buy a family with
You could buy it. You could just replace a family for even less.
Yeah, 100.
For $1 million.
Yeah, I think that's something I wouldn't do, man. I just cannot get bought by that. Like, I don't know. Just the family means too much to me. And I have my family now, like the ones I grew up with, like my parents and stuff. Once you make your own, bro, it's like it's a different game. It's a different mindset. Like, that's like I'm not as connected as my brother. I am with my brothers. I am with my girl, with my kid. You know.
Yeah.
So I think building a family to me is just something that you can't take away from me. Fuck no. Hell no.
Same, bro. Same.
Bro, I'm just over here thinking about that SpongeBob episode where Davy Jones is offering Mr. Krabs like all the change in his pocket for SpongeBob.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, how much is it? It's like 72 cents, and he's like, sold. I'm like,
deal. Oh. Damn. Mr. Krabs, bro.
Yeah, Squidward.
Squidward.
Leave me with you guys for
Squidward. Yeah, Squidward. Let me hit you with the.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
At least he's pushing the right buttons today.
Hell yeah. Hey, Miguel, hey, can you cuss real quick? Damn, I don't even think you
said it. I was going to do that sound specifically.
That was like my favorite episode growing up.
Oh, yeah?
The one where like.
Oh, yeah?
They were
all
like
13 bad words?
That's the one, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just like.
Woodward is.
Oh yeah,
Squidward is.
I heard. That episode like was recorded with full cussing.
No, they didn't.
No,
I heard. Oh, like the actor said that they had to cut because, like, obviously, like it's so hard to like.
Yeah.
Like fake.
Because they're talking in the restaurant, they're like, "Squidward, nice fucking day we're having."
No way he said it. No.
Yeah,
way.
I heard.
But
it's something that's like hidden. Like, there's no like, I guess, record of it.
Oh wow. Shit.
That's what I heard.
It reminds me of like all the interesting, like all the fake, like creepy pastas about like all the Nickelodeon shows and all the Disney shows and all Cartoon Network shows and shit like that. Those, they're very interesting.
Like the Rugrats one?
Yeah, all of them, bro. All of them.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
I don't remember. The Rugrats one was Angelica, right? That she was, she was crazy and she was just.
Yeah, she like imagined everything.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
Somebody with Tommy was a stillborn or something like that.
And oh yeah, they're like every single one had like like things wrong with them.
Chucky had autism, or Down
syndrome. That's just wild, bro.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shit's crazy.
And then the SpongeBob one where like Squidward is like crazy too.
Really, I didn't hear. I haven't heard about the SpongeBob one.
Yeah, I would have to research it.
Fact check him real quick.
There was an edited Eddie one too.
Wait, going back to the SpongeBob one, I heard about Mrs. Puff.
Oh yeah, she's like a convicted felon, some shit like that.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Yeah, and there's like clues in the actual show itself. Like
apparently,
yeah. One of the episodes, it shows like her picture, and she went by like a different name before. She changed it to Mrs. Puff.
What the fuck?
And then on one of the episodes, she's like one of her dialogues is like, "Oh, I'm gonna have to change my name again."
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to change my name again.
Yeah, what the hell?
Move cities, switch cities. I'm like, bro, no. What the fuck did Mrs. Puff do?
Not again.
Did she, I think she killed Mr. Puff, bro.
No.
I'm not gonna lie.
Nah, bro. Remember that episode? It showed him, bro. He was turned into a stuffed doll thing. You know?
She doesn't want to talk about it. That's what they said or something.
Because she's the one that did it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what, bro. I love? The fake news anchors about like all the crimes happening in Bikini Bottom on TikTok. That's just funny. It's like breaking news.
It's like an AI.
Our beloved friend, but they give, it's like always SpongeBob or like Plankton or somebody, but they give him like a different fucking name.
This guy.
SpongeBob was shot by opposite gang members in the drive-by. They haven't been able to catch the criminals because they're in they ran off to what's that one? The lower part of
Bikini
Rock Bottom.
They escaped to Rock Bottom, so they weren't able to catch them. They're still out looking out for the fucking suspects and shit like that. I was like, damn, it's just funny.
Where do you live?
Yeah,
no, you got to do the actual fart.
No, he couldn't because the fucking mic wasn't picking it up. His mic wasn't picking it up.
That's because he wasn't doing a fart, bro.
He was, but he wasn't picking it up.
It does. It's just a software.
It's his mic, bro. It like cuts off any noise. He fancy with that shit.
Yeah, bro. Oh, I have a TV playing in the background. You can't hear it.
Shit.
No way.
Well, bro, this has been a fucking amazing episode, but I want to end it off. I asked this to everybody that comes on the episode.
Do you?
I wanted to know if you're down, if you're willing to admit what your guilty pleasure is on the podcast. Something that you're willing to admit on the podcast as your guilty pleasure.
Okay, this is I do this every year, and I'm a big boxing fan. I don't participate in boxing, okay?
Okay.
I've never been in the gym. My brothers have, but I have not. But one of my guilty, what was it again?
Guilty pleasure. Something you're willing to admit as a guilty pleasure.
One of my guilty pleasures to do. December 8th, every year, December 8th, before my birthday, I watch Filipino's reaction of Manny Pacquiao getting knocked out.
What the hell?
And it's,
that's a good one.
And it's like, you know what, dude? That going into that fight, there was so much, like so many of my friends talking shit. Oh, Marquez is not going to do it. He's been losing every fucking fight. I'm like, all right, bet. Come Saturday.
Yeah.
I know the date. December 8th, 2012. Put his ass to sleep. Nasty. And I always see the Filipinos' reaction.
This so brings up the reaction.
There's a compilation on YouTube. Look it up. Of all the he's dead or some shit.
Yeah,
that's I love watching that shit every year. I don't know.
What the fuck?
That's my shit. I'm sorry. I don't know.
That is a random as fuck one.
Yeah,
that's not a personal as fuck. I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, those guys were letting me have it, bro. Fuck those.
My
guys.
Boy has beef.
Yeah, man. Those guys were like, bro.
It was a good knockout, though. That shit was crazy. I remember watching that fight. I remember when that shit happened. I was like, holy
fuck. Everybody was shocked.
Watch the videos. Hell yeah, bro. I was shocked.
Watch the videos.
And I was shook because I was a Pacquiao fan. I'm not going to lie. Oh. I mean, I'm a Marquez fan, too. But I love the way Pacquiao box. Like, you know,
yeah, one of the best. You know? I could agree with that, too. He's one of the best to
and
ever do it.
Got dropped, and I was like, damn, this is it. This is the turning point. It's over.
I think he was out for 10 minutes. I counted.
Oh, shit.
he just fell flat forward. Oh,
it was scary. You can see his wife too. You watched the whole video, guys. It's just,
yeah, honestly, yeah.
It was great.
The link.
I wish he would have fought Mayweather though. I really wish he would have.
Like on his prime?
Because he did in his him. Prime. Yeah, I agree. In his that. Prime. That would have been a different fight.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I get what you say though. I find myself randomly just like whenever a new song comes out from one of my favorite artists.
Mm-hmm.
I like watching other people's reaction to them, like,
what?
Like reacting to the song when it comes out.
What the hell?
Yeah, I know it's fucking weird, but I don't know. I like watching people's reactions. Like, this is just a random ass song, like the Fuerza Regida song, the new one that came out. Which it's called one? Que Onda.
I don't know.
There's like a whole beef between him and Peso Pluma
and
Jayco. That Jayco originally had a song that had JOP, but then fucking kicked JOP off the song and then had Peso Pluma jump on the song.
Oh, no.
And then, so they both released songs and they both are, I don't want to say they're similar, but they both, you can kind of tell that they're made to compete against each other. And when the song came out, bro, that song is lit. Everybody out there, if you listen to corridos, you know the song, Que Onda.
Yeah.
But that song came out, that shit was lit, bro. I fucking love that song. And I do this with a lot of different things like video games and music, but that song came out and I was like, damn, bro, I fucking love it, but I want to see other people's reaction to see if they agree with my opinion.
you don't get a video like, yeah, that was lame. I'm sorry, guys. The end of the video. And that's
so I'll just Hernan, like...
Hernan needs his thoughts validated.
Yeah.
And so I'll just sit. I'll sit in my room and I'll sit there for like 30 minutes or an hour just listening to like or watching people react to fucking the song. And then I don't know if my sister that sleeps in the room next door, or my neighbor, sometimes I have my window open. Like, why the fuck is this fool playing the same song like over and over for like half an hour, bro?
I thought that music was kind of dying down, but they be pushing out music every fucking.
Corridos is not dying down, bro. I don't know where the fuck you got that from.
I don't know. I feel like that was a phase like earlier this year, end of last year. I don't hear that shit anymore, bro.
You know what?
It is a phase, bro.
It is not a phase. It is not a phase, bro. Corridos are everywhere. That's just popping even more.
I don't know the rest. My 6 year old always sings it to me, and I'm tired of that shit.
Isaias, if you're listening to this, I know you understand.
He doesn't know those shits.
I thought it was Ramsey that doesn't know it.
He's the one that likes them.
What? I got my people mixed up. I thought Isaias is the one that knew it.
We exposed him. He doesn't see our episode.
What?
He doesn't.
I could have sworn. I could have sworn from the fucking stream it was Ramsey.
Wow.
They even called Ramsey. I will pull the proof out, bro.
No, he's the one that bumps it. Isaias, I don't think listens to it at all.
I will laugh if I'm the one that's right, and that this was the one that's wrong, because this was grew
up with them. I did.
No, I swear.
We talked about it in the episode.
If you're wrong, you eat a ghost pepper.
Why?
I ate the one chip challenge. The one that the
that kid. Yeah. Died.
But apparently it happened because that fool ate like 17 of them.
Is that true?
That's what I heard.
I heard it was 10.
Bro, we had one. Remember.
You guys had one?
That shit was horrible.
Why would you do that? We
didn't even have a whole one. We took like small pieces.
I don't understand why people want to do that to themselves, you know? Like I
experience.
I didn't want to, but my girlfriend bamboozled me.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, you thought it was a Dorito or something?
No. For we had a trip for my birthday. Was it 2-3 years ago? I don't even remember. And we did this. She put fucking cups, and then she aligned them in like the number, I forgot how old I was turning, 28, no, 27, 26, I don't know. And but there was cups, and then they were covered with what's it called, that tissue paper, so you couldn't see what's inside it. So inside it like different, like either good things or bad things. Like some of them had candy, some of them had shots.
Damn.
There was literally only one that had that stupid one chip, and I pulled it.
Oh, one chip.
And how would how, describe it? Like, how did you feel? Like, how did you stomach?
Bro, it just tastes like dookie. Like, it doesn't even taste good at all. Like, it literally just tastes like chemicals.
Oh my god,
it doesn't.
And then, like, instantly, like my stomach was hurting. Like that whole after I ate that, my stomach was hurting for the weekend.
Brother,
if you think there's a strategy on the best way to eat that to not have as much of an effect on you, there is no way, bro.
Just don't eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
Throw
in the trash.
No, but you gotta try
it. I would never. I just can't do it. Why would you do that? It's like someone said, "Hey, bro, get this gun and shoot your fucking foot right now."
Hey, we should do that for the. cookout, bro.
Shoot your foot.
No, get the one chip challenge.
It's
bro.
It's the same effect.
We'll do it for the bowling.
The bowling.
Oh yeah, we gotta.
Me and Moy have done the Blazing Wing Challenge at Buffalo Wild
Wings. Why? Did you guys pass it?
No.
No.
Hell no.
I ate all the wings, but not in time.
How bad was that?
Let's just say the next day.
Your balloon nut.
I wish I was in a fucking bathtub the whole day, bro. And with like ice or
something. Ew, why would you want to be in a bathtub all day, bro? You'd be sleeping.
Cool off, bro.
In your own dookie.
Chill, dog.
I'd flush it out and just keep going, you know?
All I know is I had the day off the next day, and I was so happy. Tim Miguel was texting me at work. He's like, bro, I'm in the bathroom again. It hurts.
No, bro.
And I was like,
I just can't. Why'd you do that? It's not worth it. Is it really worth it? For what?
No, it wasn't. No, I've suffered permanent damage. I have, like, permanent fucking...
Suffered permanent damage.
A permanent trauma?
Yeah, like heard, like, gastritis kind of... Yeah. I do it from that since that day.
No,
bro. Anything that's like acidic or spicy, I just feel it instantly. I can't.
No, see, no. Why? So. Why? Why do that to yourself? I'm sorry.
We don't know.
The people that skydive.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What's the point? Just because it feels good.
You want to go skydiving?
Why? Why?
That's scary. Hell no. I'm not going to do that.
Why? It's like roller coasters. Is that too much? I don't like roller coasters.
No.
I don't like heights. So I'm like 50-50 on roller coasters.
I won't judge you on that.
Thank you.
You guys don't like
I don't like certain roller coasters, though.
We're ending here, guys. I'm done. These are too controversial now.
I just can't. Like, why do people do things? I don't understand. I don't get it. Why?
True.
Getting a fix.
Nah, there's no benefit. I'm sorry. Just because it feels good for like 2 minutes.
That's
a skydive.
It's called being addicted to adrenaline.
I'm down. I'm down. I've been wanting to do that.
Having sex, bro. Just because it feels good for 2 minutes, it just. It ain't worth
No?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that was a good example.
Is that a hot take? Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I think it was a hot take.
I think so. Hot take.
Yikes.
Hot chip.
Okay. All right. Shit. Well, guys.
That's one way to end the podcast.
No. The way to end the podcast. Who do you want to call, Anthony? Who do you want to call out there in the world?
What? What do you mean call? Ghostbusters?
Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm just trying to start shit here.
You want to shout anyone out? You want to diss anyone out there? Feel free.
Well, we'll end it on this one. If we're hosting a podcasting influencer boxing, and you are a part of the tournament bracket, who would you want to face in the first round?
The first round, like boxing, in the first round.
Yeah.
Give me.
It can't be your own people either.
I was gonna say Rams.
No, you can't. No, it has to be another podcast.
Give me another podcast.
Yeah, another podcast.
Mario, so he can knock me out.
You just want to get it over with?
just get it done. I'll let you. I'll let you.
Oh, there you go, Mario. You got a shout out. You got your first call out.
I'm not a violent person. Like, I've never been in a fight. So that is.
Okay, that's fair.
Have you guys been in a fight? Like,
never.
Never? Damn, you guys are good. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we'll all probably get knocked out first round.
Let's go.
Except for Miguel, I guess. That's who says that he's.
Miguel's a boxer. He's a shadow boxer.
Oh, yeah, I guess Miguel claims he's a boxer.
Damn.
Shit, bro. Well, no. Fucking. What a fucking episode, guys. What a fucking episode. Yeah, hell yeah, bro.
Okay.
Like I mentioned in the beginning, bro, we appreciate you coming through, dude.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me.
We always love having people come by. Like, I told DJ Greg about this, and then I told Mario about this, bro. The fact that people want to come on the podcast is crazy.
Bro, this is fun.
Hell yeah, bro. Why not? This is fun. Hell yeah.
Oh, and by the way, DJ Greg, I finished my.
Sorry. Called out DJ Greg. I'm not going to say the details. Shout out DJ Greg. I love that,
Shout out DJ Greg.
Hey, bro. These boys empty.
Sheesh. Next time
as he drinks out of it, his boy's empty.
No, it is empty. Like he can vouch for me.
Oh, now
God
it is.
Damn, bro. I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's pretty.
No, he can vouch for me. Empty. It's pretty, bro. What the hell's in there?
It's a little.
It's almost empty.
Sheesh, that's a real baller right there. What about your buzz ball? Damn. This fool didn't even drink it.
I honestly did not see him drink it one single time.
I like it for the flex.
You guys aren't paying attention, bro. No.
That's it. It's the end. Why are you going to do it now?
Just chug it. Why not, bro?
Why not?
Oh, my God.
Just chug it. Go to sleep.
Oh.
While he's chugging
it? There's no way he chugs it.
Oh, shit, guys. He's fucking chugging it.
That's crazy.
No, he didn't.
Nah, he's not. It's disgusting. Nah,
it doesn't flow out, right?
Yeah, no. I wouldn't.
Yeah. Neither does Anthony.
Nah, bro. Well, yeah, no, dude. We really appreciate you coming through.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me.
Like, man, it's not an easy drive, man.
No, but I'm gonna have a good drive. I'm just gonna put on some fucking, I don't even know what album. Some Nas, maybe.
Some Logic. Play some Logic.
Never that.
Shout out.
Why would you fucking do that to yourself? There's better music out there.
I'm not saying I isolate myself to Logic. I love his music, you know?
Is he top five for you?
Yeah,
he is. Don't lie. I swear, if you say no, you're a fucking liar.
My Apple Podcast will say that it is top five.
Oh, no.
These two boys right here, Logic and Joji.
Joji's dope. I like Joji.
Yes, sir.
I like Joji.
Yeah, and I'll do. Again, we appreciate it, man. Oh, yeah. We'll definitely want to have you again on. Definitely. Hopefully, maybe we can all get together and do all three of you guys. You, Ramsey, Isaiah, and all three of us in person.
Oh, that'd be sick.
We could do an in-person podcast.
We do have a studio. It's big enough. If you guys want to pull up over there. Well, we could do it here. I don't fucking know. Whatever you guys want to do.
Wherever it may be, man. Wherever it may be. It's going to happen. We'll make it happen.
For sure.
But Miguel Moises, anything you guys want to tell him? Anything you guys want to say?
No. I just want my rematch in FIFA.
Hey, man. It's like, what's her name? But I forgot. What's that girl's name? The girl that...
there's a lot of girls in the world.
That Mario... do you remember her name?
Oh, no.
The girl... What's the one that played the wife in the Hot Cheeto movie?
I forgot her name.
I haven't seen the movie.
I'm just saying, like, if it's, bro, just like her, you could get it, bro. Like, you could, you get that FIFA anytime. Just like her,
you can get it.
You can get that FIFA anytime, any place. My girl don't need to know.
Got it.
No, but man, thanks for coming on, bro. I appreciate it.
Man, of course.
It's always a good time with you, and I'm going to cop that shirt, bro.
Which, oh, yeah.
So fucking
go
sick,
to
man.
Santa That's Cruz. Go to your local skate. Oh, yeah. You guys don't fucking have local skate shots, but go to ccs.com. They probably have it. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, bro. See, I got to. Fuck. I got my
Gengar is actually Gengar like my faves. I'm not even going to lie.
Same. It's on my car, too. It's
beautiful.
Bro.
There you go.
I mean, look, it's on my freaking Hydro Flask right here. All right,
that's overkill.
All right, calm down.
All right, pull up your shirt. Is there a fucking Gengar tattoo or what?
Show me your tattoo.
That's going to be my tattoo, guys.
Why? All
right.
You're afraid of commitment. Get out of here.
That's why I'm single.
No, that's not. I mean, okay.
That's stupid, bro.
I mean, it kind of is, bro. It kind of is.
Commitment sucks, bro.
Nah. But no, like, yeah, well, these guys are saying thank you for coming on. You know, it's been real.
Of course.
It's been awesome. Let us know when you want to get spanked and bowling because we're ready.
That's another. Why would you guys do that to yourself?
We got an all-star as a squad, bro.
Why?
You got no chance, bro. We got Miguel, the fucking professional bowler.
You have no chance.
You guys picked another bad thing. I'm sorry.
Who's the good bowler out of you?
Bro, what's
three?
We'll do it right now. Okay. Well, like, not right now, but like, what's the highest you bowled? I'll tell you that right now.
Miguel?
I've done a 287.
You did a 287?
You have not done a 287.
Miguel, shut the fuck up.
He did not do no 287. This motherfucker's a pro bowler.
I have a 235. 4, if I'm not mistaken.
That's not bad, dude. That's actually pretty good. Okay, now I'm scared. What about you guys? I know Hernan is not the best bowler, though.
What?
Out of you guys, right?
Because I didn't get a strike in the video. Yeah,
I think his highest is like 60, bro.
Oh my God.
I think I'm better than what says. Was like a 180.
That's a good bowl, too. That's 180 is not bad at
and
all.
And I'm better than what says, so higher than that.
I consistently, bro. Okay. Come on. Okay.
It's true. I am better than Moises.
I think consistently I'm at 180. Like, that's what I do regularly.
Well, then you guys are screwed. If you guys can't beat Miguel, and then we all get 180s.
No, well, the thing is, I could do 180 all the time.
My average is 180,
184. There we go. See, so that's actually pretty competitive. But the highest I've done was like 256, on a good day, you know.
I get 400.
I get my own ball. I have my own shoes. Y'all ready?
I got my own shoes. I'll bring them out.
Pull up to fucking the barbecue that we're doing, bro, let's go to the fucking nearest Bolero and spend the whole night there, buddy. Look at him. He's already working out, bro. This fool. That'd be fun, though. That'd be really fun.
Shit. Well, Moises says, what are the people out there listening to Los Compas podcast? What do they got to do?
You know what you got to do. You got to subscribe. Hit the like button.
Yeah.
Hit that little bell so you know every time we record. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Thread. Is Thread still a thing?
This fool don't post on Threads.
It's a thing, but we don't post on that shit, bro.
Twitter. We don't post on that either. MySpace.
Mocospace.
What the fuck? i5. WhatsApp.
Homies.com.
Homies.com.
Farmers only.
Christian Mingle.
But now, yeah, you know, follow us on our socials and, you know, join in. Have fun.
Nice, bro.
And once again, everybody give a fucking, I'm not going to say round of applause. Everybody give some air horns to my boy Anthony in the fucking house.
Oh, I appreciate it, y'all. I appreciate it. Can I shout like the pod out real quick?
No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding.
All right, this was fun.
Of course, bro. Shout out what you want to shout out, bro.
You know what? I said that, but I don't know the socials like that. Shada Brown. Pod everywhere, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. Apple Podcast,
TikTok, Apple Spotify. Podcast, Spotify, YouTube.
Yeah. Hit us up. We like to.
It'll all be linked in the YouTube video.
There you go.
Yes, I'll make it easy for you guys. Just fucking click the link in the video, bro, in the video description. But
or don't fuck it.
Shout out to the boy Anthony.
We
bro.
Can't tell you what to do.
Exactly.
Shout out to the boy Anthony, man. He made the fucking drive.
Yeah.
He's here. And what a fucking episode, guys.
I thought you were going to say queer for some reason.
Yo!
I don't know why. I don't know. I'm like, fine, I'll take it.
I don't care.
No mamas. That's wild.
Hell yeah, bro. No, but yeah, dude. Everybody, Shada Brown Podcast. Catch them everywhere, man. You already know who they are, bro. They don't need fucking introductions. They don't need. You guys know what they do. Go give them a follow, and we'll fucking catch you on the next episode, man. Peace out, y'all. Deuces.
Hasta luego.
Hasta la vista.
Baby.
Ah, there we go. Deuces.